Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday, May 15th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about Wonder Woman, Lucifer, and the big Doomsday Clock news from DC Comics. First up today is that Wonder Woman stuff. A lot more going on, just a bunch of quick notes here as we get closer to the film debuting. You know, we're 2.5 weeks out now, basically. So there was a Chinese premiere last night. I don't know why it's called a Chinese premiere. I think they only show 30 minutes. So they premiere the first 30 minutes for the film there. But a lot going on, you know. Gal Gadot, Patty Jenkins, Chris Pine, Zack and Deborah Snyder, Charles Roven. Everybody was there promoting the film in China. So that's going on. Press screenings have started, just a heads up, but they're under embargo, but people still give some sort of type of reaction, or yeah. People talk to people who gave them a reaction. So, you know, most of it's probably legit, but some of it also could not be legit. So we just don't cover any of that for that reason. But one interesting thing, Deadline released last Friday, sort of they're talking about tracking for the film, and they had cited a Fandango poll with 92% of moviegoers polled want to see Wonder Woman. And there's some other interesting numbers in there. That sounds like a lot, although we don't have anything to compare it to. So I assume most moviegoers, if you ask them if they want to go see a movie, they would say yes. Yeah. So, you know, not to rain on the parade or anything like that. That sounds like a huge number.
Yeah, I just don't know what's wrong with the 8% of people who said they don't want to see the movie.
Well, you know, I think 8% of people are... I would say more than 8% of people have poor taste in movies.
That's probably true.
I'm just kidding. You cannot like a movie, guys. It's okay. But that sounds like a huge number. But again, nothing to compare it to. So don't really know what that means. But the important takeaway from the Deadline article is that they're planning to up their projections for the opening weekend box office based on those numbers. They made it sound really good. So, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And Deadline was the one that they're at 65 million, correct? The last time.
Yeah. They initially said 65, but they said we plan on having it at least 75 next week. So, yeah. As of Friday, tickets are officially on sale everywhere. They've sort of slowly been rolling out with different theaters, but now everywhere you can order your tickets for opening day, and you should do so if you haven't already.
Definitely. All right. In some more small Wonder Woman news, the track listing for the soundtrack to the film has been released. Film Music Reporter is reporting it. So it has the full track listing. There might be some minor spoilers, so we're not going to read off the list, but don't go read it if you want to be totally fresh on this movie, and maybe don't listen to some of our past podcasts where we talk about the trailers if you want to be totally fresh. Just
don't listen to podcasts if you want to be 100% fresh. I don't think there's anything really spoilery in the track listing. They maybe give you some ideas on the scenes, but these are usually listed slightly out of order from what you know, the scenes in the film, so as not to give everything away. But sounds exciting.
Yeah, and there's going to be a new song by Sia featuring Labyrinth called To Be Human on the soundtrack, which is cool. I like Sia. She makes good stuff. And you can get it physically June 2nd, and you can pre-order it on Amazon right now. And I think they're going to have it on vinyl if owning a soundtrack to Wonder Woman on vinyl is something you've always dreamed of.
No, they're not.
Your dreams have come true.
I don't think that's right. I think you're making that up. I don't know. I probably know a song of Sia, but I don't remember. So, could be cool. But yeah, sounds good. Lucifer tonight is airing, and we are going to get our first look at God Johnson, if you've been waiting for that. So they released a little sneak peek of that, and you get to see there. It actually does sound interesting. I don't know where they're going to go with this, but I'm really intrigued by what they do with it, with the Lucifer and God relationship, if that's what it actually is. I'm curious to see what they do.
Yeah, man, this show's weird.
Yeah, sometimes in a good way, not always, but it can be fun. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to the big Doomsday Clock news. DC Comics has announced Doomsday Clock by Geoff Johns and Gary Frank is going to begin this November. There's an article on Blaster you can check out. But if you don't want spoilers for The Button, if you haven't caught up to that, maybe don't read the article. Maybe read those first and then come back.
Yeah, and there's a spoiler for the issue that comes out Wednesday, which I read too. So the finale of The Button, there's a couple spoilery questions in there that they don't do a great job of hiding.
Yeah, so just heads up about that. Anyway, about the book, Doomsday isn't in the book, even though it's called Doomsday Clock. That's a different thing. But November is going to be 25 years from the release of Death of Superman.
Yeah, and Geoff Johns specifically mentioned how Superman, when you bring up Doomsday, you think of a certain thing with Superman, the death. And so the name Doomsday Clock is purposefully meant to get people wondering what Superman is going to have to go through in this.
Yep. And then, so Johns was also on Twitter. Somebody asked him how many issues this run is going to be, and he said he can't get super specific right now, but it's going to be more than 6, but less than 13. So there's a good chance you can guess the right number, because that's kind of a small range to guess from.
Yeah.
But there aren't going to be any crossovers or tie-ins, he said. And then he has a pretty cool big quote about this book. He says, "It is Watchmen colliding with the DC universe. It is the most personal and most epic, utterly mind-bending project I have ever worked on in my career. With Rebirth, I opened the door to Manhattan. Part of that was I loved the real-world influence Watchmen has. I put Manhattan out there and always thought there was a Manhattan Superman story to be told, but then it grew. And grew. It took my heart and soul over. Still, at the core of it, there's a being who has lost his humanity and distanced himself from it, and an alien who embodies humanity more than most humans. I love the idea that Watchmen influenced DC, but what would that look like in reverse? And it goes well beyond that."
Yeah, so this doesn't tell us exactly what this story is going to be about, but it gives an interesting idea, and I don't know, I'm fascinated by this. This sounds really, really interesting to me. Obviously, I'm a huge Geoff Johns fan. I don't think I've read anything of his that I haven't liked. And yeah, a Superman meets the Watchmen meets Dr. Manhattan sounds fantastic, whatever they do with it. They do mention that, you know, there's going to be a lot of different characters from the DC universe and probably from the Watchmen universe, but it sounds like it's going to be very, very focused on Superman and Manhattan, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, and he really puts it a great way, and it's something I've always wanted to see too, because it is so interesting that Superman is an alien who is possibly a better human than a lot of humans because of the way he was raised and a lot of the values he has. And then Dr. Manhattan is a human who is in many ways much worse than a lot of humans because he, once he gains his powers, doesn't really, I don't know, he doesn't see the logical reason
he loses that connection with humanity.
Right. So I'm really excited to see them interact. Maybe it won't be super exciting if this does happen, but I would love to see them just having like a philosophical conversation.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people are mixed on whether they want to see more from the Watchmen universe. A lot of people will just want that left alone. You know, Watchmen was great with Alan Moore, and they don't want it being touched on again. Your favorite book of all time is Watchmen, right?
Correct. And I'm okay with them touching again.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't need to see like a weekly or a monthly Watchmen comic, but I think if the right writer has an idea for how to use them, and Geoff Johns would definitely fall into that camp, that I would be totally excited. I'm thrilled to see what this is. Like I haven't been this excited about an upcoming comic in a long time, and we know very little about it so far.
Yeah,
so I'm psyched to see what this ends up becoming.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about comic book characters is that other people can take them over and tell their own stories with them, and it doesn't take away from the original Watchmen story or the original story that character came from. That story still exists. You can still go read it. If you hate the new story, you can pretend like it doesn't exist, and in your universe, it doesn't. So that's the great thing about comic book characters is if it adds to it, that's great. If it doesn't, you don't have to read it.
I totally agree with you there.
Yeah.
And our last little bit of news, the Injustice 2 mobile versions have released. I think they're free and available now on Android and iOS if you want to check those out. There's a trailer on YouTube, and it looks pretty sweet, and I might have to download this and try it out.
Yep, and the full version for console and Is it on PC? I don't know. Comes out tomorrow, May 16th.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell, oh, wow.
You can That's tell tomorrow. We're big gamers.
That's tomorrow. Yeah, we are not big gamers, but yeah. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.